With President Donald Trump and governors all around the country, right here in South Carolina and North Carolina, Georgia, school being out, warning us about social distancing, it means a lot of spending time in front of the TV, online. These kids are asking a lot of questions. As parents, how do you know how to answer? How do you know what information to give to your kids? Joining me on the 94.5 The Answer guest line this morning, nationally renowned pediatrician, mother, and the author of Raising a Strong Daughter in a Toxic Culture, Dr. Meg Meeker joins us for a few minutes. Good morning, doctor. How are you?
Good morning. I'm well. Thank you.
Glad to have you in. Thanks for a few minutes of your time. So, you know, kids are at home. They have access to so much information these days. They're asking a lot of questions. How do parents deal with this?
Well, I think first and foremost, it's important to talk to your kids, but try to calm them down and not use fear. I think a lot of kids are afraid. Some aren't. But particularly older kids, they see that their lives have changed, they're not in school, and they kind of wonder, oh my gosh, what's next? Is the world sort of ending? So it's really important to communicate to your kids that they're not to be afraid. Secondly, it's important to tell the kids that, you know, your job is to worry. Your job is to make sure that they're safe and sort of take the worry off of their shoulders. It's also important to tell them, because a lot of kids worry what's going to happen to their parents, particularly sure. Younger kids, and just tell them, look, yes, there's this virus, and as of yet, we don't have a medication to kill it, but people who get it, who are your age and my age, the overwhelming majority of them are okay, because kids will worry about their parents dying. So it's really important to dispel those fears, and also ask if they're older, what are they hearing in media? A lot of myths going on around there. So it's really important that you encourage them to come to you for accurate information. And I think that'll really help them. Because the truth is, they're going to believe their parents before they believe what they hear on television or on the internet.
Sure, sure. And it's just a really tough time because, you know, the parents, of course, they're scared. They don't know if they're going to possibly lose their job or not be able to pay the rent or not be able to make the car payment or whatever. And so it's just really tough. And kids, they kind of know that. They suspect that. They detect that, don't they?
They do. And there, I think it's important then to say, you know what, guys, everybody, you know what, guys, this is a hard time. And I'm frustrated. I know you're frustrated and you're worried. But it's really important for us to all pull together and to help each other. So, you know, because a lot of kids will come together and they'll start fighting if they're upset or frightened. So really to use it as a time for the kids to say, you know what, we need you to kind of step up to the plate here. We're not going to be able to buy the stuff that we used to buy. And life is going to be different, but it's okay. We can do this together. So I think it's really helpful to get kids to sort of think about something bigger than themselves, i.e. the family. I don't mean anything more than that. But sure. A lot of kids will rise to the occasion.
Sure. And I think the bottom line is, too, that kids are resilient.
Yeah.
And they, I think if you give them the information, they're probably a little better equipped to handle it than we sometimes think.
Absolutely, and I think you do need to tell them what is coronavirus and where, how does it spread, and is it going to kill me or is it not? And you can pretty well assure kids it's not. You know, there's an outside chance, very small chance it could hurt them badly. But to tell them, you know, be honest and forthright. But again, try to quell any fear that you see in them. It's okay for you to be afraid as a parent, but just try not to let your kids see it, because if you feel afraid, your kids are going to feel that same fear tenfold.
Yeah, yes. With me today on the 94.5 The Answer guest line, Dr. Meg Meeker. Doctor, you have written a number of books on parenting. Your latest, Raising a Strong Daughter in a Toxic Culture, focusing on parenting a teenage daughter. Now, I've got to tell you, I know nothing about parenting a child. My wife and I do not have children, just Jesse, our three-year-old Cocker Spaniel. But you were quoted recently as saying, great parenting is simple, but it's hard, so focus on the big stuff. What is the big stuff?
Well, the big stuff is letting your kids know you want to be with them, that you enjoy their company. You know, a lot of kids don't feel that their parents really want to be with them. Parents are on their phone, parents are on their computer. And I think, you know, a lot of kids feel, you know, frustrated. I think they feel isolated and kind of alone. And I think that, you know, parents need to sort of say, okay, I'm going to get down to the basics and make sure my kids know that I want to spend time with them, that I know they're in the room, that I want to hear what they have to say. Because a lot of kids, they really feel that they wonder if their parents really like them and if they want to be with them. But if a parent communicates to a child of any age, I want to be with you, I enjoy your company, that will cover so many pains in that child's life. It's honestly and truly, as I said, it's very, very simple. Think about yourself. What you want, and what you want really is for your spouse to want to be with you. You walk into a room, they say, hi, how are you? They don't ignore you. A lot of kids feel ignored and they feel pushed aside, and we need to sort of pull them back in the fold. It'll make life so much easier for everybody in the home.
Yep. If you're interested in reading Dr. Meeker's book, I've got a copy I'm going to give away. Just text me a quick note on our Big Rock text line, 877-235-9405. Just send me a quick note, and we've got a copy here at the radio station. Love to give that to you if you're interested in reading us. In our final moment or so together here, Dr. Meeker, of course, this book addresses raising a daughter. What's the big difference in raising a daughter versus a son?
Well, there's an enormous difference. I think that a mother means something different to a daughter than her father does. And I think that girls are very sensitive. Girls have different needs than a son does. Girls attach differently to their parents, perhaps, than a son does. And they look at their parents very differently. You know, they look at their dad as the one who's going to, people don't like to hear it, but protect them, and he's going to love them, he's going to nurture them. And they look at their mom as really their mentor and model. And so sons do that with their daughters, with their dads to some extent. But it's really important because girls see the world very differently than boys do. Different things affect them than affect boys. For instance, the whole belief that they need to be skinny in order to be liked. They need to look sexy and hot in order to be liked. So social media affects daughters where it doesn't boys. So a whole lot of things that affect daughters that don't affect boys.
Yep. Dr. Meg Meeker, thank you for a few minutes of your time this morning and for that message. I mean, you know, this is tough times, and we've got to communicate with these young people, let them know, you know, what's going on, good advice, just to be honest with them and give them the information they want.
You bet.
Yep. Dr. Meg Meeker. Have a great Friday. Appreciate you calling in.